Tough night for both teams, Paul, wasn't it, in view of the conditions?
Very, very tough, yeah. Very tough on the players. It was borderline football. It was hard to really call it football. It was really, you know, loads of possession being spilled and lots of stuff on the ground and lots of scrappy stuff on the ground, you know. So it wasn't a whole lot of football played, but the effort and the desire and the commitment of both sets for players was fantastic.
And I suppose, ironically, the two teams played better against the wind.
Yeah, definitely. We certainly didn't play well in the second half. Yeah. I thought we didn't do enough in the second half, really. But then, of course, we were down a few bodies at various times, and that's so both teams played better probably against the chat.
Hard to play tonight, let's be clear. Well, ball hit the ground, it just stops dead like a stone.
Yeah, certainly by the end of the game, it wasn't playable. At the start of the game, I think the thing was just about playable at the start of the evening, but by half time it wasn't playable, really. Certainly by the end of it, it was totally unplayable stuff. We've the points and we're happy, you know.
At the end of the day, it's a results business, Paul, isn't it? It's worth the league, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. We'll take the points and run, you know. I think we're there anyway. Like, we've given ourselves a chance, you know. Every weekend now is about giving yourself a chance the following weekend, you know. So just have to really commend my players for the effort and the heart and the togetherness. They showed real togetherness, especially in the second half, and I give them every credit, because it was a battle of spirits and a battle of heart for the finish, and our guys showed it in spades, thank God. You certainly learn about the personalities and the perseverance and the stomach, and they showed loads of that. I think I knew that about them, I think, but you don't really. You get a game like tonight and you probably see it, yeah. You know, we made a few substitutions that were important. I thought our subs, four of them we made, and I think the four of them contributed positively, and like, I think that's maybe the biggest plus. The guys who came in helped, for sure. But definitely, I'd agree, I don't think I've seen conditions like that before. So there's not much you can do, only hope that your players will see you through. Waterford, yeah, I like them. I like watch. Looked at a good bit of them during the week. We were very wary of them, especially coming here, because they have players who can hurt you on the ball. Fellas that can take scores and fellas that look for passes, and they have a bit of cheek about them, which I like. I liked them a lot last year. Still a team that will look to play football.
Will you be glad of the break, Paul, a week break? I think the players deserve it now after three hard games, two away games.
Yeah, early on, after a couple of minutes, we weren't there. Like, I thought physically we were, from an intensity point of view, we were off it this evening, and that was apparent after a couple of minutes. And I was thinking back over the last couple of weeks, wondering if we got things right in our preparation, and our guys were a little bit flat. Probably we've gone at things with a lot of intensity over the last couple of weeks, so they probably need the break now.
Still, it's great to get a win. It makes up for the weather and makes up for everything.
Yeah, fantastic. It definitely is. Like, it's a chance now to go to face London. And
three home games to come.
Yeah, try and get two more, you know.